drive. God bless you.
Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam.
Exposing the life of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran.
It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dekdar.
And once again, we're glad to have you with us tonight in this beautiful 2 hours of every Saturday night. And it is, once again, March the 26th of the year of our Lord 2022. Well, at this end of March, plus next time, I'll be with you guys from the state of Minnesota. It will be April. Time is flying. And once again, we, for those who are joining us right now, we're glad to have with us Mr. Brindy Johnson, the one and only one from the state of Mississippi. She's still alive, actually. Who is that? She's still alive because she talked in the last 10 minutes. And we're going to let her speak again after we say hello to Brother Paul in New York. How is everything here, Brother Paul?
Well, God is good. He's taking care of things, and that's all that matters. He's still on the throne, and we can just give him the praise.
Absolutely. Sister Christie, how are you doing?
I'm recovering from my broken collarbone. I said broken bone, and I'm going to get better, but it takes time. Bones don't heal fast.
Have you drank any camel urine the last few?
No, I ran out, apparently.
You ate the though? You know that the strength of the bone is the same as the strength of a camel? Have you ever heard that before? You're strong like a camel? You will not be healed quickly if you don't drink camel urine. Have you drank camel urine? Okay? If you need some, let me know. I have my people. We can make some phone calls.
My son sent me a bunch of vitamins and stuff, which we're all big believers in natural remedies, but he didn't send me any camel urine.
Camel urine is what you need right now. And if you're not going to get bitten, I'm sorry, we have to let you go. I mean, we got many people. Excuse me, ma'am. Sir, ma'am, wait. We're still talking to Christy. She will not get better than it. Hey, man, any of you are going to take the job. Now, people are standing online here. I don't know what to do, Christy. I don't know what to do.
Oh, I'm sure that you can find a very willing replacement for a few days.
titled Security Forces Find Bodies of Four Shepherds Killed by Islamic State Militants in Northern Iraq. This does come from a Chinese news media source, but Xinhuet, this is out of Baghdad, March 26, which is today. Iraqi security forces on Saturday, today, found bodies of four shepherds kidnapped earlier by the quote, extremist Islamic State group in the northern... Are they extremists?
Extreme Muslim believers. Yes, indeed. They are those who follow the Quran, prophecies, and God's eyes. They are a good picture of who Muhammad was and how Allah wants every Muslim to be. So they are extreme because they are following the teaching of Islam. Go ahead.
Okay. A joint force from the Iraqi army and police found the bodies in the morning in the Hatra area south of Nineveh's provincial capital, Mosul. Major Sabri Yasin from Mosul Police Command told the news source that security forces have launched a search campaign in the area looking for attackers. Over the past few months, Iraqi security forces have carried out deadly attacks against the Islamic State militants to stem their intensified activities. So Islamic State is still alive. What it looks like. Well, four shepherds. That's unfortunately that's a big truth that there are Muslims killing Muslims. And the next one is similar. This one comes from Saudi Arabia. A Saudi Aramco petroleum storage site hit by a Houthi attack. Fire erupts. This is by Reuters, and it came out again today, which I find interesting. And I can't read the whole article, but I can tell you the beginning of it. Hold on just a second. I can pull up the – I thought I had this one. This is the joy of when you don't have enough when you read too many things, too many articles on different sources, yeah, you lose your limits, unfortunately. Let me just pull this back up. Here we go. Yeah. This actually – I got this originally off of Jihad Watch, and I'm just going to read what they wrote. It says this – Their title for this is Iran-backed Shia group, Biden removed from terror list, hits oil facilities in Sunni Saudi Arabia. So this is, again, Muslims killing Muslims. They're attacking their – I didn't say – it doesn't say murder, but it does. Yemeni Houthis said they launched attacks on Saudi energy facilities on Friday. The Saudi-led coalition said oil giant Aramco's petroleum products distribution station in Jeddah was hit, causing a fire in two storage tanks, but no casualties. That's kind of hard to believe when you take a look at the...
You know what? Sometimes the news will limit the damage to a smaller space. But in reality, you're talking about literally, if not millions, hundreds of thousands of dollars have been burned from the oil. And it will cost $2 million from the fire. You know that.
Yes, yeah. There's not a doubt. When we
get a it's a good victory for the Muslim Shia, and it's a loss for the Saudi Sunni. And
yeah, and that's exactly what they're saying. I mean, it's a writ of war. And
in all my life, I grew up in Egypt, and I hear this Muslim Shia. I'm not one, but when they take the other side, and then I have my dad as a child, I said, what is all the fun? Oh, these are Muslims. Oh, why did people say I'm on the force? The other Muslim force as a child, I did not understand that Sunni killed Shia and Shia killed Sunni. And Sunni and Shia killed other people. You know, it's a continuation of the circle of thought of Islam. We love each other so much to death. You know, have you ever heard somebody say, I love you to death? Exactly. This is the only law is known by Muslims. They love each other to death. And then about later that it is actually the statement of every Muslim, no matter who is for, who is, he is killed by. So the Sunni is killed Shia, they shout Allah Akbar. But the Shia is killed Sunni, they shout Allah Akbar because they think Allah is on the side. And at the same time, if Shia or Sunni killing some infidel, they shout Allah Akbar. So it's like, hey, Allah Akbar. Whatever happened, Allah Akbar. Right. Let's see. What I think of a secret like.
Well, I was actually talking to my friend Roxy because she was doing something. But anyway, they were watching in the other room. I'm gonna check out of here and watch. But I just wanted to tell everyone again, thank you so much for praying for Tim. He is in hospice, but actually, you know, God's the one that decides. And he has been improving in many ways, but I've never seen anybody as sick as Tim has been.
Yeah.
And is in as much pain as
Tim has
been.
He's a fighter. How many times he was down to that point and the Lord bring him back this way.
I'm telling you, he was told at one time that he would be dead in 2 weeks. And he's still here.
Yeah.
And his diagnosis is really not good. But we're trusting the Lord, and as long as Tim's with us. And we're praying, and we see good things happening, things that even the doctors are surprised at. And the only credit we can say is that's how God is a miracle. So we're praying for miracles. Thanks to everybody that's been
here. Sure. If you want to come back, just come back to me, and I'll bring you up. If you want to share a little bit
of love. Okay. Thank you.
Love you, sister. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you all.
Bye, kids. Appreciate you being here with us today. Bye-bye. All right. So
the next one I have is from 2 days ago. It's, again, from Reuters. Death toll from twin Somalia bombings rises to 48, according to a regional leader. And, again, this is Muslims killing Muslims.
Somalia is in Africa. The first fighting was in Asia. Don't confuse my people. When you go to different countries, you say, oh, here's the news. Go ahead. Tell me more about Somalia.
Okay. This is, the death toll from two bombings that killed a parliamentary election candidate in central Somalia has risen to 48. This was said on Thursday. Amina Mohammed, a vocal critic of the government, was killed on Wednesday by a suicide bomber in the city of Beledweyne, around 300 kilometers, which is 185 miles north of Mogadishu, on the evening of her expected reelection, witnesses and relatives said. The two blasts killed 48 people, including traders, clerics, officials, civilians, and injured 108 more. This was said in a statement broadcast on Facebook. The first suicide bomber targeted lawmaker Amina and those with her. And when the casualties were taken to a hospital, a suicide car bomb targeted the first responders. Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Al-Shabaab said it was behind the bombings. And,
did anybody say Allah Akbar in Somalia? Did any
I do not. It's probably so. They probably, because this is Reuters, they would probably cut that out.
Oh, the story is good information.
Yeah.
There's no bombing going anywhere else in place in the world unless it wasn't shot from Allah.
Exactly.
By the way, if you think about it, after these attacks in Somalia, these attacks in Yemen, these attacks in Saudi Arabia, no matter where it is, somehow America will be involved, but somehow we're going to reach our hand to the Muslims who are victims of the other Muslims, and we're going to bring them to America as refugees to help, cheer them up and, bring healing to those people who lost someone. It's amazing that Mr. Biden allowed 125,000 Muslims from the country of Afghanistan, these are Taliban, to come to America without any vetting. Trust me, there was no vetting. And when he went all the way to Poland, he brought over 100,000 Ukrainians to come to America. I don't know why he didn't just offer maybe 20. He can put 20 on his airplane when he's coming back, and that'll be good enough. We're talking about a country of 40 million who are going through some literally hell on earth, and already she lost 4 million out of the country, in the neighboring country, and he offered 100,000. Why in the world did he drop 125,000 Muslim Talibani from Afghanistan to America if he's not willing to bring at least a million of Ukrainians to America? I'm amazed. Remember in the days of Clinton, we were in Bosnia, and Clinton was trying to cover up the problem he had with Lewinsky. So he went in war against the Christian in Bosnia. He supported the Muslim of Bosnia against the Christian, and he ended up thousands and thousands. And I left, there were 25 or so thousand live in Tabluk near me here. I went there and I talked with some of these people, and we were doing some ministry there. So we get 25,000 Muslim Bosnia to San Luis alone. I have no idea how many Bosnia there. Why is this with us? We love to open America for refugees for the whole Muslim world, but when some other country or not Muslims needed our help, we will not. Somebody help me out. Can you explain to me what is this deal, Brother Paul?
My bet is that out of the Ukrainians that come, he's going to handpick a majority of Muslims. That
from Ukraine.
Yes.
So even if they got Ukrainians to America, most likely they're going to bring more Muslim Ukrainians than Christian Ukrainians or Catholic Ukrainians or whatever other view of it.
That's what I would bet, because that's been the policy of the Obama-Biden administration.
So that is Obama's third term or Biden's first term and last. But the man could not. I don't think he can finish this year. If he finishes this year and he's still alive, he's not making more movies than what he really made in the last time.
This week alone was bad. I don't know if it can get any worse. There's pictures of him at a military base this week, and it's released by members of the military because it's in a mess hall, and the caption is "Everybody knows," and he's rambling in the video, just as people with dementia do, unfortunately.
I think the Democrats could use Amendment 25 to retire him so we can easily remove Kamala Harris after she takes office for maybe a week or two. We can impeach her, and maybe we can have the I'm hoping...
That'll make Pelosi...
No, it's not Pelosi. She's not going to go because we're going to get the House, and for sure some of the Republicans will be in charge of the Speaker, and that will be the one who will bring some logic.
Well, there's actual talk about having Trump run for a congressional seat so he can become Speaker of the House. Yeah.
If he's not with his age, he may be obviously be qualified to be the Speaker. The legal law of the land. He has to fill in when he said to be one by five. The segment, I mean, I was watching on Biden in Europe. And I was embarrassed. And I never called him my B, the word B, you know, like the tradition in the government. I never said it, and I'll never say it. I called him Mr. O'Biden. That is his position. In my head, in my heart, in my belief, he is not my B, but he is just Mr. O'Biden.
Well, the next article I have, you're going to say, I knew this was going to happen. Yeah, Associated Press sometimes says stuff that I just think is so stupid. This is an article by, again, Associated Press by Kathy Gannon. It came out 2 days ago, and it's titled, "Many Baffled by Taliban Reneging Pledge on Girls' Education." A news presenter on Afghanistan's Kolo TV wept as he read the announcement. Images of girls crying after being turned back from school flooded social media. Aid groups and many others remain baffled. The Taliban have so far refused to explain their sudden decision to renege on their pledge to allow girls to go to school beyond sixth grade. Schools were supposed to reopen to older girls on Wednesday, the start of the new school year. The ban caught even the Taliban-appointed education ministry unprepared, like I believe that one. In many places across Afghanistan, some girls in higher grades returned to schools only to be told to go home. The move may have been designed to appease the Taliban's hardline base, but it came at the expense of further alienating the international community, as if they really care. The world... Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It says here, and stay in your houses and do not display yourself like the display of the birds of ignorance. That is Allah speaking to the woman in Quran chapter 33 and verse 33. You may say, well, brother Thomas, these are little children, I love women. In Islam, if you are born, you're a woman. You are female and you're born, you're a woman. Not as the, our the lady who's running for the Supreme Court. She doesn't know what a woman. In Islam, a woman is a female human, period. Because she can be married at the age of 1 minute after birth. You look, oh, she's a female. She does not have what makes her blue, but she has what makes her pink. Okay, she's a female. Okay, now she can be married. Around 7, 8 years old, she can move to the house of her husband so he can be involved with her sexually. That is a woman in Islam. So when Allah said in Quran 33 and verse 33, stay at your house and we talk to the 7, 8, 9 years old little girl. Okay? So when the Taliban told them, go home, the Taliban are not bad people. They're extreme. They're radical. They're fundamental Muslim, which means they're 100% true Muslim. They're practicing the order of Allah. How can you be a Muslim and you disregard a very important verse as you just have been in Quran chapter 63 and verse 53? Stay at your home means what? No school. Stay at your home. Smart mother.
You know, this is the part that kills me is that you've got these idiots who are supposed to be world leaders, and they're like, oh, why are they doing that? And it's just like you said, it's in the Quran. What's the issue? Can't you believe that they're going to follow what they say they're going to do? I mean, that's... they refuse to. Ignorance is what I would say, but they pretend to. Yeah, they can't find. They don't know the cause. Is exactly that's the exact wording. Yeah, and this is where I have difficulty believing that statement. Having studied some of the things I do, it's plain out willful ignorance or a willful desire not to share the truth. Let me just finish this, like a few sentences left in this article. The move may have been designed to appease the Taliban's hardline base, but it came at the expense of further alienating the international community. The world has been reluctant to officially recognize Afghanistan's new rulers, considering the five kings that Obama freed are part of them. Taliban would impose similar harsh measures and restrictions, particularly limiting women's rights to education and work as when they previously ruled the country. So they had, you know, supposedly said they wouldn't. Now they're doing what they said they would do.
Yeah, it's a big problem. If these girls stay in school, they're going to finish the first 6 years, and then they're going to go to private school, and then they're going to go to high school. And if they finish high school, they need to go to college. And if you go to college and finish college, they need to get a job, which means they're going to work outside the house, which means they're going to raise children who be moderate like the rest of the West. That is the great insult on Allah's words. You cannot have a woman outside the house, except in the West, or in some countries which have not been really doctrinated by the word of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad. And when the day will come, trust me, these women you see in America running at Congress or Senate, when the Muslims take over America, for example, you will never see not an American woman, not a Muslim woman, not an Asian woman, not a Christian woman, not a Jewish woman. You will never see women in any place. They're all in the house because this is the Sunnah of Muhammad. This is the word of Allah.
Now this next one I should. So this next one I sent a screen to share. This is kind of a surprise for some people. They may not know what to think of it. This is Pakistan. A Muslim man climbs on the cross of a church and vandalizes it, that chants Islamic verses and terrorizing local Christians. My question would be, you know, as I read this, do you really believe that they weren't expecting this? In the Green Town, this comes from Op India, for those of you who do not, I like opindia.com, by the way. In the Green Town area of Nishtar Tehsil in Lahore, Pakistan, a Muslim man reportedly climbed the cross on the roof of a church and chanted Islamic verses, threatening the local public. Two other men who insulted local Christian men while ogling and making sexual gestures at young Christian girls in the locality. Muhammad Bilal Salim entered a factory and ascended the facility steps to the roof. He vaulted across to the roof on the adjacent of the adjacent church, where he straddled a massive cross anchored on a metal structure. Bilal began frantically swaying on the cross while yelling, "Allahu Akbar," and other Islamic phrases. A Twitter user, Azru Kazmi, whose profile indicates that she is a Pakistani journalist, shared the video writing, "A Muslim fanatic climbed onto a church roof and chanted Islamic verses and tried to terrorize local community while vandalizing a large cross." It sure sounds like he did.
In our public schools in America. So even when the Lord has come from this India here, it is actually terrorization, but he's saying, oh, he did not terrorize. He just tried.
Do you want to hear what he said? Because I can click that play button.
When the Christians saw him in the front of the cross and doing all the things and shouted longer, the Christians felt peace and say, they felt very empowered. And of course, it's terrorization. You don't have to hit the head of God with the right, but it is anything to involve the Christian to put a little bit of fear in the little children, little ones, you see that guy on top of the cross shouting along and chanting the bridge of along the cross, and maybe take the cross down. All that is just equal to hearing.
Okay, so let me hit play here. So think about that. That's what, I don't know if you could hear what he was saying. Yeah. In Pakistan, I'm not sure if that would be Urdu or, again, they definitely you can hear the Allahu Akbar. Yeah, I look at this stuff and it doesn't surprise me, unfortunately, but it's sad no matter how many times you hear it. I do have one more piece, one more story, and that is related to the woman who is running, who is a candidate for the Supreme Court. And I find this kind of humorous. Ketanji Brown Jackson, who can't identify or state what a female, what a woman is. Yeah. female. And no, so actually when I was covering this Thursday, we discovered, thanks to the listeners, that they have changed the dictionary definition to defend this woman. There's, if you look at someone who identifies with being female.
If I am a man and I feel like I'm a woman, that makes me a woman?
That's what they're saying now in the dictionary.
So
this article, this is by Daniel Greenfield. I love Daniel Greenfield. If you ever get a chance to, if you find a way to support his work, please do. Ketanji Brown Jackson's favorite critical race theory book rejects the Constitution. This is one of the reasons I love him, because he does the research himself. And this article came out today. The existence of speech by Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, praising Derrick Bell, the godfather of critical race theory, and citing his book, Faces at the Bottom of a Well as an Influence, has been widely reported. Conservatives have covered Bell's racist views, his praise for Farrakhan, his anti-Semitism, and attacks on America. Much of this was already hashed out during the exposure of the relationship between Barack Obama and Derrick Bell. But it's important to specifically focus on Jackson's interests in the book, Faces at the Bottom of the Well. In her speech, Jackson mentions that Bell, whom along with his wife, she praises throughout her speech, wrote a book in the early 1990s about the persistence of racism in the American life. Now, this is a quote from her, all right? Now pay attention as this continues. The subtitle of the book, which few people have mentioned is, quote, the permanence of racism. The persistence and permanence are not the same thing. But this is another example of Jackson subtly distorting Bell and his book in order to make their extremism seem more moderate. Jackson goes on to say, my parents had this book on their coffee table for many years, and I remember staring at the image on the cover when I was growing up. So that would make her about 10 years old, but the book actually came out when she was in her 20s. So I don't know what the purpose of her lying about that was, but yeah, this is one of the things Daniel Green points out. You know, again, she would have been in her 20s, and he says that, specifically he says, as others have pointed out, Faces at the Bottom of the Well was published when Jackson was in her early 20s during Bell's tantrum against Harvard University. Yeah, it's sad. Here she is supporting racism against it's racism against white people, it's racism against black people. That's how I view critical race theory. It's just pure racism against all these races. So yes.
That theory and that movement, it is nothing but the destruction of America. Because if you can divide this country against each other, you can destroy this country. The only thing which can hold the country together is unity. When I came to America, they told me it is the United States of America. And now we are like the divided people of America. Look at the people themselves. And that's what they want. They hate this country so much. Even after everything turned to be absolutely normal, for America to have the first black man to be a president, not once but twice, but when they came to power, they know how to divide this country. You know, if Obama was still a senator and he never moved from the Senate to a higher seat, he would have less opportunity to divide and destroy this country. And I talked about that years ago. Christie's alive. You really heard it today. She would tell you, I said, if Obama became a president, he would destroy America. And people look at me like I'm nuts. I said, yes, he will, because he hates America. Some people said he dislikes America. I said, why do you lie? Did I tell the truth? Tell the whole truth or not speak at all. Just keep your mouth shut up. But if you're going to tell the truth, he hates America. Like now I see all Democrats, not some, all Democrats hate America. And the only way you can destroy America is divide America. Divide over what? Over anything. I don't care what it is, over anything. We're now making the Americans black against white, black against black, because even the conservatives among the blacks are hated by the blacks. And we're going to divide it. Bad people, which is criminals, against good people, which are the people. We want to support the criminals. So what? If that lady who is running to be the Supreme Justice, which is going to be appointed by for sure, and she has no way to, she has so much compassion for criminals who have things with sexual activity with little children, why not? That's their party. Because if you commit a crime in America, you are the innocent. And people who are committing crime against are the guilty. Maybe it's my problem and your problem. Maybe because we are America, we are the problem. If we all become wicked, coward, illegal, criminal, then America will be great, isn't it? It's not that what they have in their heart. Why do you don't want people to come to this country legally? Why do they don't want have a border? Show me, okay. Name me another country in planet Earth without a border.
I can't. A country without its borders is destined to fall.
I mean, some countries in Africa, I will not go live in it if you pay me money to go live there. I will not go there. Trust me. Some countries, they have nothing but disease, poverty, drought, and no life. So if you stop at that, we're going to send you there, we're going to take care of all your spirits, and we'll give you $100,000 every year. I say, no thank you. Even these countries, which there's no life in it, they have borders. You go to Egypt, for example. Okay, Paul, let's try. You and I go to Egypt right now. And you tell them, I don't want to make a visa. I don't want to pay for the visa. I just want to go to Egypt like we do bring Egyptians to Egypt, America on the border without visa. You know what they do to you? They're going to show you out of my country. When you compare Egypt to America, it's like nothing to something, okay? And even when he goes to nothing, he still needs a visa. He needs to go enter this country legally. How many Americans like to immigrate to Egypt? Nobody. How many Egyptians would like to immigrate to America? Everybody. And I can say what I say about Egypt, about every other country in America. But the Democrats have no respect for America. They have no respect for a border in America because they hate America. The more we bring people to America, the more we can destroy America. So it will not be great. Let's make America the least. Let's make America the last.
That's one of the things that has never made sense to me, that Democrats were upset with the hat that Trump wore that, you know, make America great. How could you be upset with that as an American, period?
Well, that is the opposite of what the ultimate goal. They want to destroy America, and here's the guy that said, let's make America great. Let's make America a country depend on itself for energy. No, 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 we don't want that. We need to get oil from Saudi Arabia, as Bush said. We need to get oil from Venezuela and from Iran, as Obama would like to do, like Joe Biden is doing right now. Why we need to be strong? Let's be last. They're so humble, man. They got the Bible wrong, okay? They say, if we're humble and we are last and we're the weakest and make everybody else great, maybe that will show us that we love the people, especially the most of the long way. God help us. Wait until Iran has a nuclear. If you think right now the Europeans and the Americans are very coward, they're going to be very coward from Russia because they have a nuclear, wait until Iran has a nuclear.
Not long.
Would not have the nuclear just to wipe out Israel from the face of the earth. And if somebody stops it from doing that, they wipe out that somebody else. And they will do it with a smile on their face. They have no problem if you nuke their weapon, the nuclear bomb, and destroy Israel from Iran, they will be happy to do it. They will shout, Allah, Allah. If America can bomb our nuclear, which can destroy the whole entire neighborhood, including Israel. That's what they would like to do. They do suicide bombs. They put breath around their chest. Every person in the world wears breath to protect their chest, to protect their heart under the chest. But Muslims wear breath with a bomb in it. That is the difference between a Muslim believer and anybody else in the world. Anyway, so it's that. I get nothing when I talk about the Democrats or the English country. And the sad thing, many of the followers of the Democrats, they have no idea what these Democrats are doing to them.
I agree, and that's a tough topic. Yeah, I think it's rather simple. If you're Democrat today, you agree with killing babies, and if you can agree with killing babies, something's wrong with your mental health. Is how I feel.
The governor of California now is a hero. He gives people in California $400. Wait a minute, $400. Do you know how much he's making taxes out of the gas pump in California? Out of the same people, he gave him $400. Maybe $1,400. Maybe $2,400. So I'm going to take $2 out of you. I'm going to give $400. And by the way, I'm going to give this $400 for everybody who have a car.
And it doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not.
Well, if you have a car. Because you need gas to put gas in the car. If you're riding a camel, you can't afford. Because camels do not run with gas. Camels run with grass, okay? And maybe give them discount on gas, but that's
great.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, Lord's winning, we'll move on to our study live in the textbooks. And today we're going to talk about, guess what? The lies about terrorism. Because we cannot say Muslims are terrorists, can we? Oh, wait. When we come back, we'll talk about that.
For the last 1,400 years, Muslims worldwide have considered only one book to be the perfect, complete, and inspired word of Allah, the Quran. In fact, Muhammad claimed that his only miracle was the Quran itself. But is it a clear miracle of God, or is it just a confusing deception of man?
Over and over, Allah says through his prophets in the Quran that the Quran is a clear book, a very clear revelation. Easy to understand, but is this true?
Can
a Muslim or any reader who reads the Quran understand the truth about Ajitel, the creation, the life of the Prophet, or even the life of Jesus?
Scattered throughout the Quran, Muhammad records bits and pieces of information about famous biblical characters such as Adam, Abraham, Moses, David, Jonah, and even Noah. But this information is disconnected and fragmentary, contradicting the Bible and even contradicting itself.
10 years ago, the Lord put on my heart to write a book about exposing the lies and the errors of the Quran. But then we have faced another problem. All current English translations are corrupted. The English translators who translated the Quran to the English language hide many of the errors and the mistakes of the Quran from the English world. Then we spend several years to produce an accurate, modern English translation of the Quran. And with that completed, we then begin production and have now finished our latest project, exposing the truth about the Quran.
In this powerful new two-volume set, you will discover one of the most thorough and comprehensive critiques of the Quran available in print. First, all of the references to important topics such as creation and the stories of the prophets scattered throughout the Quran are collected together into one place. Next, we examine the writings of the most respected Muslim scholars as they seek to understand these confusing and contradictory passages. Then, we demonstrate that Muslim scholars were forced to abandon the Quran and that they had to turn to the Bible for the true and authentic histories of these events in their futile attempt to reconcile the two. Finally, this comprehensive two-volume set proves that Muhammad contradicted the Bible and that the Quran repeatedly contradicts itself as it discusses these important issues.
It's time for the West to know the truth about Islam, to know the truth about its so-called Prophet Muhammad. The Bible clearly teaches, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We must know and expose the darkness, the danger, and the deception of Islam, not only to protect ourselves, but to bring the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the Muslims whom we love.
For ordering and more information, please visit thestraightway.org. Individual copy and case pricing is available.
And welcome back. We're glad to have you with us tonight. It's March 26, 2022. And I'm glad to have you, Brother Paul. And Brother Paul, if you have anything else you want to share?
No, I've that's all the news stories for today.
You've got plenty, man. We've got blood in Africa, blood in Asia, and blood everywhere. And hey, that's plenty enough for me. I don't want to hear any more of these bloody stories. But let's share the screen together here, and we will move on with our study to learn about lies in the textbook. Since I cannot remember what lie is this number here, but one more lie, and if we can finish it, we'll move to the next lie. If not, we'll just stop with one lie, and we'll continue our study as we go. Lies about Islamic terrorism. If you go on their website, you'll realize that they have me on this side. As a matter of fact, they have more information about me on this side than in my own side. Not exaggerating, but that's true. And they used one of my lines, which I recorded in one of, which I taught in one of my seminars, and they recorded with my permission. I gave them permission to record me, and I have the original video. So they have their video, I have my video for the same meeting. They cut and edited theirs, they did not know that I have mine too. So if we ever go to court, man, oh man, I can make great profit. But that's okay. We'll let them enjoy the freedom of liberty they have in America, which they will never get anybody else out of the world. But, so they took out of my line and said, every Muslim is a terrorist. Oh man. You can't say that, Osama. So many of my friends are the apostles. You cannot say that. I said, why is that? Because you cannot generalize that. Excuse me. I said, every Muslim believer is a terrorist. If you are not a Muslim believer, you are not a terrorist. If you are a terrorist, and you have this Muslim, for sure, I don't have a believer. So you are not getting it, Brother Paul. How can I say every Muslim believer is a terrorist, and people cannot get it? What is the story? What's wrong with the story?
Well, I think the big difference here, what people are missing, is the word believer.
Muslim believer. So if I say every Christian believer loves his enemy. Is this true statement?
If you follow Christ, absolutely.
Every Christian believer loves his wife as Christ loves the church. That's a true statement.
If you follow Christ, it's a command. So you have to. I mean, this is the difference. Not allowed. Not allowed in our belief structure.
A Muslim believer is a terrorist, and I say that with assurance. And I'm willing to defeat any Muslim with the fact that, in fact, not only I'm willing to defeat it, here is the material which I'm going to be using in my debate. Help Allah, help Muhammad, help Islam, help the Muslim, and debate me on the topic using these verses. Prove me wrong by what I say. You know what I mean? When you hear Muslims talk about love and peace, it's always the headline. It's always what they think. How they like Islam to be. I never see a Muslim, not in America, not anywhere around the world, who use the Quran to prove to me that Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion. And at the same time, those who rejected me when I say Islam is a religion of terrorism, I never see a Muslim use the Quran to disprove me. I mean, what's so hard? I say Allah is safe. Use the Quran to prove to me that Allah is not safe. I say Muslims are terrorists. Muslim believers are terrorists. Use the Quran to prove me wrong. But guess what? Best excuse you can get. I am Islamophobe. I am a liar. I'm a hate monger to the movement. And I forget about Islam. Use your Allah's word, the Quran. Use your Muhammad teaching the Hadith. Use your Muhammad Sunnah, how Muhammad lived, to prove you wrong. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. Help Allah. Help Allah. Help Allah. Help Allah. Help Allah. Anything you want to share about the before I move to the
No, this is going to be good.
That's a good introduction. Here we go. World history. Tell me, is this a famous book?
The Thompson and Wadsworth, I'm not familiar with.
That book in every state in the United States of America.
Yes, all of these are. That's an important statement, yeah.
I'm not thinking a book taught by some school down there in the jungle somewhere in the rear area in America. These are books taught in your school, my friend. If you're watching right now and you live in a town which have a high school, trust me, these books are using are in your school. If not, other books have the same material.
Please understand also, even though this says 2004, because of the cost of textbooks, they generally do not replace textbooks within 20 years. Unless your school district is flush with cash for some strange reason. And these days, most school districts are on austerity budgets.
Let me add something to that, Brother Paul. These books will never be removed from the school, and if these books will be removed, because we're going to have a deeper books talk about these lies.
Well, they might update them, but the lies get worse as they update them.
The only way we can remove these lies and that garbage which the Muslims and the liberals are using to brainwash our children, our grandchildren, by our tax money, in our public schools. The only way we can do that is if we have a revolution in America, which means, as some mom said, I don't want to teach my children about sex at that age or this material. Now we need the Christians in America to rise up, I don't want to teach that garbage lies about Islam to my children.
And the reason, he's asking me about where have I seen this. I taught for 20 years. In the city schools where I live, and I primarily taught social studies. So I want you to think about that. I mean, I was on a textbook selection committee, and two of the books that are listed here that he's been going over, we were given, and I still have copies of them.
And the children have studied and learned and brainwashed by the lies in these textbooks. So here we go. Page 830. And you correct me, by the way, about 830. Obviously, so this book is used for two different semesters. That's right.
This book is used for it can be used for 2 years worth of education. It would be used.
I thought that teaching our children high school books worth 1,000 pages. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, in college, I just don't have that amount of books and pages in a book. So, obviously, here we go. Let's learn.
What did teach our children to get above the spot?
So from World War I until today, the West was in charge and control of the Muslims. What was happening happening in the world before World War One. The Muslims were in control of the Muslim world, and they were about to be controlling the Europe and the West. Technology, the new weaponry. No, we no longer use swords and knives and spears. Now we use a bomb. And World War One and World War Two, we got even more sophisticated to this equipment. This is something the Arabs did not have, something the Muslims did not have. And thank God, because if they have it, there will not be war. Now, they're making it. And we're giving it to them. About it. When Taliban did not ask for weapons, Mr. O'Malley gives them
never teach this, and in 2001 it would never have been taught. In 2002 it would never have been taught. And you think about this, that means that this textbook was actually written, people, you have to understand, this textbook was written in 2001, bare minimum. Well, that's what I'm saying, bare minimum. It's a bare minimum. I mean, it takes 2 or 3 years for it to be published.
The Muslims, before September 11th, people see America. Before September 11th, we need to teach Islam in America. I mean, we got the video, and the ladies clearly opened their mouth and said, we will make America Muslim, not only for our children, but for the Americans, but they must accept Islam. So this material released in the last 20 years, September 11th, this is 10 years late after Dr. Safaya said, that's what they're going to do in America.
It's just the fact that it's written so close, it just bothers me.
It's nothing because the Quran said they will terrorize them. No. September 11th, I'm not into the Quran. September 11th, I'm not into the Quran. When everything is just free in the behavior and the religion, they are, you have it, you can help yourself. If it's just war, if it's just retaliation, if it's just polarization, is it not what we need with the
It's, that's what they're claiming. Colt Reinhardt and Winston is a very popular book. Colt and Mifflin, one of the biggest publishers in the country.
So if this book, I'm not saying for Christians do that. If this book was written backwards, which means this, well, this book will
Abimelech and the paralyzation of the Lord of the Earth. If this law in Israel was on the same principle which I'm going to share with you, but that publisher will be assassinated and that publisher will be burned out to the ground, will be bombed. It will never exist. You'll be dead by the hand of publishing. And if you took the $2 down, it would take that publishing down here. Trust me, I don't trust that. But look, one Christian minister in the whole entire country of America, look, one Christian church says, enough is enough. What is this my life? It's open.
Generally, you think of the word, you think of the number three when you hear the word few. In English, that's generally what it denotes, not much more than that, and that's really problematic because there was 19 hijackers, and they killed almost 3,000 people. We can go back and talk about many attacks on the United States. Oh, what you're talking about is 100%. I think the actual percentage is closer to 20.
95%
of North Korea is talking.
So 5% of the Muslims are full of the money.
And they are diverse.
1.7 billion.
This isn't, it's an actual discussion that Major Stephen Coughlin actually brings up in some of his work.
Brother, that would be 8.5 million, brother.
I'm sorry?
8.5 million.
Imagine with me, you! Millions are few. That's what few fanatics. We're talking about millions and not few. So if you say 8 million, that's few. We don't have 8 million soldiers in the world to fight the 8 billion, the 5% of the Muslims who are radical or extreme or fanatic.
But at the same time, when you talk about the Sharia of
yes.
Islam, as you have studied it very well, it clearly says not everyone has to do what do you call it? Sahih al-Munkir, what's the terminology? Commanding the right and removing the wrong. Sahih al-Munkir and Amar bin Maruf and Sahih al-Munkir. So not everyone does not have to do that. In the community, if just a few are doing it, they are fulfilling the duty of the rest of them as well. So by saying that 5% of them are still doing what Allah is commanding, so basically they are following the Sharia, and they are absolutely right. And that is why when they are killing innocent Muslims in multiple parts of the world, and Muslims are saying, look, they are not Muslims, they are killing us as well. No, in reality they know that they are doing exactly what Allah commands, and these are hypocrites, according to
Quran.
And hypocrites should be killed, and hypocrites are going to hell. So in reality, Muslims, majority of the Muslims, who actually come up and start jabbing in the YouTube, they do not know jack about Islam, and they are claiming something which we know according to a text. It is actually exactly what they are doing.
So, here we go. There is an Islamic League. How about terrorism in the world? Why are you limited to the Middle East? We don't have terrorism in Europe. We don't have terrorism in Africa. We don't have terrorism in Asia. We don't have terrorism in I mean, which part of the world does not have
Yes, it is on the Persian. But listen to this. It says it is the result of what? Or in, because of the conflict between Israel and Palestine. Okay, before 1947, there was no Israel. Do we have terrorism before 1947? Yes, we do. Do we have terrorism since the day of Muhammad until today? Yes. Why are you looking at Israel, the problem between Israel and the Palestinians, to make it the source or the reason or the why we have terrorism in the Middle East? So look how much light in one paragraph. They limited the terrorism in the Middle East. No, terrorism in the world. They limited the reason because the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. No, it has nothing to do with Israel and Palestine. It has nothing to do with Islam and Israel. And they tell them that few fanatics will find out that millions. How can you make millions fear? Help me out. Paul.
I can't answer that one. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Brother, that's how the Muslims teach us when we are in an Islamic country as well. They teach us exactly what they want us to know. And that's it. And I have been trying to give this example to a lot of people nowadays, that if you have gone to the villages, you would know that when they are driving horse carts, they put a black leather strip on the eyes of the horse so that the horse will not be able to see left or right. Yeah. And the rider of the horse will make him go to the exact location where he wants. Right, left, back, forward, and he can't even see.
And these are...
He will not do maybe what we ask him to do.
Yeah, these are called blinders in the United States.
Yeah, blinders. Thank you so very much, brother. So they put blinders on the eyes of the Muslims, and they want them to see exactly what they want them to see. And that is why in our country, since childhood, they were saying, hey, Arab, you can't even comprehend Quran. Why? Only an alim, a scholar, can teach you how to comprehend it.
Yeah. It's like Islam, the clear, easy book in the Quran, clear, easy book to understand. It's no longer clear or easy. You cannot understand. God help us. But what I'm looking at here is, a book has been taught in America for 17 years, which teaches our children nothing whatsoever. First of all, the conclusion now on this slide and the previous slide, the son of Allah and Abbasah, and we have this other, we have covered before about history, the problem between Jews and the Palestinians caused the September 11th, because we support Israel caused September 11th. There isn't because of between Israel and the Palestinians. Everything we put on the you hang all your excuse on Israel. Maybe if we remove Israel from the face of the earth, we'll have peace with the Muslims. No, that's not true. Because even if you wipe out Israel, well, guess what? There's still other influence somewhere else. God help. In another textbook, World History, Modern Times, yes indeed, 2006. So now we kind of get a little bit deeper in understanding Islam. And because it's been 5 years now since September 11th, so obviously we get a little bit more knowledge. Here we go. Pages 24 and 25. Listen carefully.
Terrorism has been practiced in ancient times. In the modern period, one example occurred in Russia in the late 1800s, when radical reformers bombed trains or assassinated officials to fight the Tsar's repression. The causes of recent world terrorism are complex.
Yes, it's very complex. That the book name does not fit with the garbage they're teaching our children. Notice the name of the book is Modern Times. You know what Modern Times means, Paul? You're a teacher, Paul. What is Modern Times?
Modern Times would refer to anything in the 20th century.
Okay. So 1800 years, it's not Modern Times. Help me out, because my English is not good, and I'm learning it. I'm trying to understand the English language. 1800, that thing was Modern Times?
That's it doesn't fit the concept of terrorism. We wouldn't have even used that word in the 1800s.
And we're talking about terrorism. And we're gonna talk about terrorism in modern times. So we're gonna look at something happened 200 years ago. Makes sense. Terrorism has been practiced since ancient times. In the modern period, one example. They don't have another example but that example. They forgot what happened 5 days ago, but remember what happened 20 years ago. One example, September 11th, you know, maybe that makes more sense to me than one example in the 1800s. What they're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing is they're watering down terrorism. This is old news. It's always happening. Let me give you an example, just in the modern time. 1800 years ago, somebody put a bomb in a tree.
So, brother, can you define the term terrorism for me to comprehend? Because you need to understand what terrorism is.
In the United States, the term terrorism is defined in by almost every United States federal agency differently. And this is a problem I have, and I think, Adam, you are making an outstanding, important point. Depending on even which country or even the United Nations, they all have different definitions. If I was to define it, the way the closest I can think of to, oh my gosh, the last, if you hold on a second, I have a book, an intelligence analysis. I'll grab it and I'll read it. Yeah.
Because I explicitly asked this question because there's a reason, it's not a sarcastic question. And as you stated, that every organization actually claims this word in a different way.
Sure.
So let me just tell you, that at least 10 different organizational people will come in and say Usama is wrong because they do not define terrorism in the way Usama is defining. The problem is that we have classified terrorism terminology in so many different ways of classification and nobody can agree on this term. That's the basic problem, right?
Okay. I got that. I'm talking about the Paul Kump. Let me share with you about how the American people understand terrorism. They understand it to be somebody steal an airplane, kidnap an airplane, and there's 200 or 300 passengers inside. And that somebody saying, I'm a Muslim, I'm controlling this airplane, I'm going to kill the last one of it unless you give me what I want. This is in my lifetime. This is what happened when they hijacked an airplane.
Okay, now if somebody goes into a house or a tall building and starts shooting bullets, will it be called terrorism?
If you're terrorizing some innocent people inside the building, inside the airplane, inside the car, inside the house, I don't care. That has to be called terrorizing is to bring fear or wrath, and all the citizens are going to wrath. The corner rock. The word rock is severe fear. It's not that brain is in a bag of fist. Well, you don't have a fist, you feel. You're still alive. You still will. There's fear of passing a test. There's fear of crossing the bridge. But we think that huge amount of fear, unlimited this proportion of fear of people. And then when you answer it because Allah said, or because Muhammad said, or because this is what we believe, now you make it Islamic terrorism. And that was known to the American people after September 11th for short weeks. And then with the political correctness, Mr. Obama came to the power, and in his 8 years, he removed the word Islam and the word terrorism. You will never hear under Obama for 8 years any person work for the government of the United States of America mentioned the word terrorism and the word Muslim together. Because now they clean this out pretty good. That in Islam there's no terrorism because radical extreme. Actually, Bush said extreme Muslim. Bush said radical Muslim. And it was okay. The Muslim did not complain about this and they voted for him second term. And he won with the help of the Muslim. Why? Because why? He was fighting two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was loading this country with Muslims and gave them hard position, power position all over the world. That's how it works. Now, Obama came, removed the word Muslim terrorism, removed the word radical Muslim. Now, anybody is a terrorist. Anybody is a terrorist. Even if it's a small shooting somewhere else, must be a terrorist. And they do that to generalize the word terrorism. I learned it in America, and I learned it even before I come here. It is something that has to do with this book. Something has to do with Allah. Every Muslim believer must be a Jew. Now, they are going to tell us that everybody will be shooting. They call them terrorists, they call them a terrorist. Everyone is a terrorist now. And it is just like here, this wonderful example. As one example, a Kurd in Russia, is that late 1800s when radical reformers bombed trains or assassinated officials to fight the whatever this person in this government. I believe this was in the
I'm going through it. I've found the books, but I'm going through it. So what I wanted to do, I'm going to quickly look at FBI definition, and I'll pull it up in a minute. The issue is again, that no two sources define terrorism the same way, and people need to understand that overall. Terrorism is often viewed as a belief that it is done for a political, an act of violence that is done for an ideological or political purpose. And it's usually defined as an act of violence to cause fear. They never use that. Well, if you accept the term ideological, that would accept religion. Well, that's by saying ideological, they accept religion. But they will not, again, our government under Obama actually changed and removed the terms Islamic terrorism. In fact, a friend of mine was fired for writing together from the Obama administration.
Because of his stand to tie terrorism and Muslim Brotherhood to Islam to wake up the American youth. He ended things in a bullet in his chest. And he was killed by our FBI. This is our FBI operation. FBI or Muslim Brotherhood? One of the two. And if it is FBI, so this inside job, and they ended to say it is a suicide and it's over. If it's the Muslim, the FBI literally protect whoever killed him, and they make it suicide anyway. Even though we all know for sure, all those who know, that it was not a suicide. It is a homicide, and he even told me by his own son, in this house, if I get shot, if I get killed on the floor, it is not suicide, it is a homicide. And when he said that, I thought, why is the man saying that? Put it out. He left my house.
So here I have the FBI definition of terrorism. International terrorism. Violent criminal acts committed by individuals and or groups who are inspired or associated with designated foreign terrorist organizations or nations state-sponsored. Here's the domestic terrorist definition currently listed, and these are currently listed on FBI.gov. Violent criminal acts committed by individuals and or groups to further ideological goals stemming from domestic influences, such as those of a political, religious, social, racial, or environmental nature. And to let people know that the current threat level is in the United States is defined basically as people on who do not believe what Democrats believe.
When Allah Messenger himself is saying that his Allah has helped him with a terror, what can we do with that?
Maybe we should send this information to our FBI to do a little adjustment of their understanding to what there is.
Yeah,
sorry.
Please, please, what did I say?
I'm saying what?
Think the screen over here. This is Sahih Muslim. It says that Allah Messenger, Allah Messenger, may God, Allah be pleased with him. I have been given superiority over the other prophets in six aspects.
Sure.
Number one, mm-hmm. I have been given words which are concise, comprehensive in meaning. Number two, I have been held by terror. I have been held by terror in the hearts of the enemies. Spoils have been made lawful to me, and the earth has been made for me clean and a place to worship. And I have been sent to all mankind, and the line of prophets closed has been closed for me. But the problem over here is, by doing all that, Allah is helping him by the terror. Brother, what would you call this kind of a prophet whose God supposedly helped him by giving him terror?
Amen. He used tyranny to have victory over the world. That's the meaning of that need. Allah used the terror as a means to make him a prophet and to make him the man in charge of the Muslim world. And if we leave it to the Muslims, literally, they would take over the rest of the world. You have to worry about Russia and Ukraine. You just think about Muslim over the world, terrorizing the whole world. He's given victory by tyranny. But he is, this is the main and the way for him to take over his country at the time where he was, and his power to take over the rich world. That is it. But the FBI will not have any debt. And even if you give them, they will not have the guts to put anything about Islam in the explanation of the institution for the world. That's terrible. There are more movements, there are more people killed by the movement through tyranny than any other group or anybody else with huge numbers. Forget about World War I and World War II and the Vietnam War and this war and that war. These, when you add all these, it's a drop in the bucket to the number of the millions and the millions killed by the hand of Muslims who practice Islamic terror.
And if this,
that does not ring a bell to you, nothing will wake you up.
And in this hadith, this version of the hadith in English translation, they change the word terror to awe, A-W-E, awe. It's the same word in Arabic, and they say Allah made me victorious by awe of frightening my enemies, and the Arabic is the same, for a distance of 1 month journey.
The word wrong, it became awe?
Yeah, the terror became awe.
Oh, you stop it now, you need to be upset right now.
So, by the way, it's the Nusrat Bil-Rab became awe.
The Rab, it has one meaning in English.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was showing you earlier. The same word has been used over here in Arabic. Okay, Nusrat, Nusratu bil-Rab here, same. And the word in English is terror, which is good, which is the right word. But here, when it says he is a terrorist for a 1 month journey, and look at that. He's victorious by terror, it should be victorious by terror, for a distance of 1 month journey, but they sugar-coated the translation into awe.
I'm in awe of you, man. I'm in awe of you. Well, let's list. I want to read the rest of that program on the same page, okay? We are on page 25 now. We're moving from 24 to 25. Listen to the text box as we continue to teach about prayer. Are you ready? I cannot see the screen, Adam. Yeah?
Yes, brother. It's all right.
Here we go.
Terrorism is rooted in the clash of modern and Islamic culture. They argue that because many states in the former Ottoman Empire did not modernize along Western lines, Muslims have not accommodated their religious beliefs to the modern world.
So now we get somewhere, Brother Adam. It's culture, you see. You have to understand this has nothing to do, once again, with this book. The Quran, the word of Allah, have nothing to do with terrorism. Muhammad and the Sunnah of Muhammad and the teacher of Muhammad, as you just told us, the Sunnah of Allah, this has nothing to do with terrorism. It's just culture. You see, the Osmani Empire, the Turkish, they took over the world. They now, when you look over the modern, along West Line, they forgot to accommodate their religion and their beliefs to the modern ones. This teaching of that book cannot fit with any war. Any logical, not modern war, you know, the problem is in Allah. The problem is in the Quran. The problem is in Muhammad. The problem is in the teaching of Muhammad. The problem is in Islam. There's nothing to do with culture. Why? Because the same people who live in the Muslim world who just happen to have different beliefs, like Jews, Christians, you have no problem to live in harmony and in peace with other people around them. As a matter of fact, the Muslims of Egypt, for example, have killed millions of Christians, 4 million in the first 100 years. And until the day we did not became terrorists, Christians in Egypt are not terrorists. They still killed us and we're not terrorists. They don't allow us to build a church in our own land legally in Egypt. And we still did not put a bomb in a mosque yet. It's not culture. It is culture. It's all the people who live in that community. I don't care what you are. Culture is it how people live. But if you go to the Muslim world, the Christians there do not have anything to do with Islam. And the other people who other beliefs. And this has nothing to do with culture. But you see, even when the next book fit into Islam, they put it on culture. They don't put it on Islam. Why this man did the honor killing in America? Oh, it's culture. It is two TV shows on Fox News. Talk about honor killing. The name of the show is Honor Killing. Go and watch it. Honor Killing. And they talk for 50 minutes about that Muslim man did that daughter. That Muslim man did his wife. That Muslim man burned his. That Muslim man shot his two daughters. And they give you another example. And in the last 10 minutes, they bring the Muslim imam.
Chapter 3, 151.
I'm done saying, but Mr. Paul is speaking without unmuting his microphone,
oh.
So he got unmuted.
Sorry.
Oh,
okay. Oh. Quran chapter 3, 151.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Okay. Okay, all right, sorry. All right. No, this is just despicable, the misinformation. Yeah. This is a claim that has been made for that, and if you have to understand when you hear this, that Muslims are claiming they need to go back to the age of Muhammad for things to be right.
Exactly. You know what? I got a picture from a friend of mine. I'm going to show it to you. I don't know if you can see. At least I'm going to read it. You don't have to. You don't have to. You know what I'm saying here? Here we go. It's a very good one. I think it fits perfectly with what we have here right now. So, here we go. This is it. Very powerful. It says, interested in time travelers. Convert to Islam to take you back 1,400 years. So if you like to travel in time, become a Muslim. You go back 1,400 years. Stuff like that. Take the Shahada and now you're in Muhammad day. Let's go to another analysis. Okay?
Note that the Christians and Muslims have viewed each other with hostility since the time of the Crusades. Others suggest that poverty and ignorance lie at the root of the problem. Extremists find it easy to stir up resentment against the wealthy Western society. Finally, some say terrorism would be rare if the Israeli-Palestinian conflict could be solved.
I love it. The start was Israel and the Palestinian, and the end was Israel Palestinian. But listen to this. These smart, intelligent people, they did much to figure out why we have this, that Christian and Muslims have viewed each other with hostility. But with Christians view Muslims with hostility, how do the Muslims view Christians with hostility? And then they give us the time, hence the crusade. Well, crusade happened 470 years after Muhammad began to attack neighboring villages. 470 years. Can you imagine what it means? Can you imagine that was me? So hostility started from the crusade, not from the previous 470 years of Muslims terrorizing Jews and Christians and others, taking over their country, one country at a time, to the number of 56. Because by the time we get to crusade, the Middle East was taken by the Muslims. As a matter of fact, they crossed from Morocco to Spain, they took over Spain, and they crossed from Saudi Arabia all the way to Turkey, it used to be a Christian country, and they went over to take over Europe from the East. So they're taking all Europe from the East and the West. 470 years, the church or the Christian did nothing about Islam, and now we got the crusaders. One actual crusader, and the other are garbage. We're going to talk about it in our study here.
This is the beginning of this. What you're talking about is the beginning of what is called the Dark Ages.
Did not talk about Islamic terrorism to 56 Christian and other people countries before we get to the crusade. Why the hostility started by the Christian, not by the Muslims?
It's because, I'll tell you why they're not talking about it. It's because of this thing that's been created by a man named Ismail al-Faruqi. He created something called Islamization of Knowledge. And Dr. Muhammad Shafiq, who is a man that lives locally to me, is a big promoter of this. And, you know, basically it's that rose-colored glasses of Islam. Everything has to be looked at through Islam and for it to be acceptable. And that's what they're doing to our textbooks, and that's what you're seeing today.
Any comment as of before
I think he dropped out.
Other, listen to this. I cannot see but my screen because I don't have the other screen. Other suggested that poverty and ignorance. Whoa, here we go, Paul. We spend more money in Muslim countries to build a school so they can teach the Quran.
We're actually doing that, people. If you don't know that, you can go to USA Spends and you can see it. It's there. We're spending millions of dollars on things like madrasas. And trying to keep them from being nonviolent. Treat them.
That's how stupid the American people are. They are giving money to help poor countries who have poverty to educate the people, and they teach them the Quran. They teach them Islam to make them true, so Muslim believers, which means they teach them to become Christians. That's what they're doing. America spends its money on Muslim countries to make more terrorists. And now we ended with, of course, we are rich, we are wealthy. Maybe Biden and Obama are right. If we make America poor, then the Muslim world will not hate them. If we can make them rich, we'll make them our bosses and we work for them, maybe they will like us. Because that's what it did. That's what it did. And obviously, if we get rid of Israel, as you see at the end here, terrorism would be rare if the Israeli-Palestinian conflict would be solved. As if terrorism started after the existence of the state of Israel, 1947. Not realizing that it's been 1,400 years where Muslims have been terrorizing Jews, Christians, and others for not submitting Islam. The state of Israel today would not end terrorism. Because Muslims are everywhere else in the world, and they're so infidel in the world, who don't believe in Islam. Here's a summary. Did we read that anyway in the previous books, Brother Paul?
It's surprisingly absent.
Okay.
And no mention of the work that he did killing people in the Spice Islands. No mention of him killing people with the U.S. and the USS Cole. Far more.
We trained Bin Laden as a Muslim jihadi in Afghanistan to remove Russia from Afghanistan.
And then in the 1990s, early 1990s, he paid for helicopters, and they actually they roped out of helicopters in all white with swords and beheaded as many Christian people who are non-Muslims as they could.
Putin are trying to get Muslim Syrians to go fight the Ukrainians, and
he hired the Chechens the Muslims to go in and assassinate people. Yes.
Yeah. They will go in and kill the men and leave the wives. Move on. Why can't we give some facts for our children? Maybe we can save what is left.
Brotherhood,
Hezbollah,
and Al-Shabaab were their state sponsors. Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Somalia, Syria, Sudan, and Iran.
Did you mention Al-Shabaab in your early spot here and Somalia?
Yeah, we did. We did mention Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab, yes.
Do you know that in every Muslim country there are terrorists there?
Let's make it real simple. Muslim Brotherhood is the parent group of every single one of these groups mentioned.
And yes, where's the Muslim Brotherhood right now in America?
Oh, they're all over the United States. They're in my neighborhood.
They are in our CIA, they are in our homeland because there are congressmen and congresswomen, there are senators, they're everywhere.
Every place.
A Muslim hold is accepted right now, and that Muslim belongs to the Muslim
country. If there is a mosque labeled the Islamic Society of, and your city is after that, or your community is after that, that is a Muslim Brotherhood mosque.
MSA, Muslim Student Association, that in every college in America, and now they're actually in high schools. Another Muslim Brotherhood jihad.
Been here since 1963, people.
And it's been like that for 1,400 years. So why would we put Israel as a problem? Well, let's kill the Jews. Because so what? It means let's remove them from Israel. Let's give the Muslims the land of Israel. Well, guess what? We'll be in more war. And Muslims will rise more about because now we're giving them the upper hand. But the rise the last one of them. It is the only source of power right now who is way behind everybody else. You know what's happening in Russia and Ukraine? That's nothing. Even the big war, whole country. But when you compare that to what Muslims have been doing for the last 1,400 years, what they're planning to do to the rest of the West, Russia is crazy as much. Here's the first one. I know you want to read this verse earlier, Brother Paul. I told you, hold your horses. Look at one thing. I can talk about terrorism for hours and hours and hours, and people think I'm crazy. But when you stop quoting the Quran, people will listen to you. They will eat the Muslims, they will be so angry, because they found out somebody knows something about Islam. Terrorism starts here.
This verse, it's all powerful because the we here is Allah talking.
From these verses, we're about to read, there's six of them, and we got time to cover them. We know for sure, but think of it. Allah is a terrorist. His angels are terrorists. Muhammad is a terrorist. And every Muslim believer is a terrorist. That's what we said earlier. All Muslim believers are terrorists. If you claim to be a Muslim, and you submit to Allah, that means you submit to his book, the Quran, that means you submit to his prophet Muhammad, you have to believe Allah and Muhammad. That's what the Quran teaches. That means you are a terrorist. If you don't know it, well, praise God. I'm glad we got to know it tonight. so you can say goodbye to Allah Muhammad and come to Jesus. We'd love to see you become a Christian. Don't say I'm going to become an atheist or agnostic. Atheist or agnostic. When they die, they go to hell number one. Muhammad already is in hell number one, so you are not doing anything good to yourself. You become a Christian. Here's 3151.
Because they partner other gods with Allah, which he did not send down with any sultan, and their abode is the fire, and evil is the place of the unjust.
Notice, as Brother Paul said, Allah is speaking here, and Allah says, we will cast her. If Allah says, I cast her, that means Allah the one.
That makes Allah a terrorist.
When I talk to you,
he is the author of terrorism, is what he's claiming.
I'm going to help you. I make it possible to show you. Allah says we will cast terrorists. That means one, A, Allah is a good God. He's a good father. C is a terrorist. Which one? He's the author of terrorism. That is how it was from the beginning until today. Allah is Satan, and Satan's desire what? Nothing but death, but killing, terrorization.
And if you don't believe that, I tell you, read the Quran. It tells you he likes to kill. He likes to, he enjoys those things. It says it over and over in the Quran.
And more than that, he loves to kill hell with people.
Yes. Even Muslims, all Muslims are going to hell according to the Quran.
So why Allah said you cast terror into the end of the world? Because they partner other gods with Allah. Christian worship three gods. God the Father, God the Mother, and God the Son, okay?
That's what they believe.
Okay, therefore, they are mushrikeen. The worst sin a man can ever commit is the sin of shirk. When you partner anything with Allah, you're a mushrik. Even the Jew, Quran 9, verse 30, Allah said, Muhammad lied, and he said, the Jews said, Azir is the son of Allah. So they partner Azir or Azra with Allah, so now we know for sure all the Jewish people are either worshiper or they are, sorry, they worship two gods, Azir and Allah, therefore we are worshiping, therefore the angel. It is not. The reason why Muslim people terrorize the Jews and the Christians and others, because they are in the Tentu, that Allah is the Quran. Here it is, 3151. Let's move on. Another verse. Quran 8:12.
I will cast an error into the hearts of those who became infidels. So strike above their necks and strike off every finger from them.
You see the union word now? Allah, angels, Muhammad, and his followers. Muslim believers. Allah, angels, Muhammad, and his followers. Because that verse was given by Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is those angels, affirm, strengthen the believers. Okay, so what are you going to do, Allah, and what the believer will do? He said, I, Allah, will cast a terror into the heart of those who became infidels. I will strike the Jews, I will strike the Christians, I will strike everybody who did not submit to Islam. This is Allah's job. So Allah is what here?
A terrorist. Allah. The author of terror is what he really is.
Yeah, what the good Muslim believers will do? I mean, the angels are working so hard. The angels who are terrorists are working so hard to affirm them, to strengthen them, to empower them. So Muslim go! So Muslim go! So believers go! What the Muslim will do?
And keep in mind, people, this is written, we look at the time period this is written. I mean, it's important people understand this is what they claim is their scriptures. It's not anything else.
Strike above their neck. Strike off every finger from them. That they've got 10 fingers in your hand, 10 toes in your feet, because in error, they're the same word. So now 20 pieces plus the body, four. We're talking about 22 pieces every person. Because they're going to cut the head off too. So the head and the body and 10 toes and 10 fingers. Allahu Akbar. See how peaceful Islam is? Pieces fall by the fall. Our English is not good. So we say, pieces fall. Sometimes we make a mistake and we hear peaceful. It is Islam. It's a peaceful religion. We cut people to 22 feet. And you tell me Allah is not a terrorist. and Muslims are not terrorists, and angels are not terrorists, and Muhammad is not a terrorist. The normal example who carries these verses for the Muslim believers so they can do exactly what is written in the verse to the Jews and the Christians, and anyone and everyone who will not submit to Muhammad, especially in the last few years of his life. Let's move on. Move on. Quran 8:60. This is the command of Allah to every Muslim believer. Here we go. By the way, Abdelbari, the word Abdelbari in Arabic, wa'idu. This is the logo of the Muslim Brotherhood. Ikhwan, Muslim means Muslim Brotherhood. That's the word Ikhwan, means brothers. Muslim Brotherhood. And the two swords. And in the top here is the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, which we read in that book, that first, and they took the first word of Quran in 60 and they put it in the bottom of the logo. Okay, why do and prepare? Prepare what? This is one of them all.
And your enemy and others. Without them, you do not know them. Allah knows them. And what you spend from anything for the sake of Allah, it will be repaid to you, and you will not be dealt with unjustly.
So what is the command of Allah to the good Muslim believers? To prepare. Prepare what? Whatever power you can. I got some modern English translation. The guy was like a comedy. He actually bought airplane tanks, battleships, and he put all the new terminology of war. The Muhammadites, horse, okay? Camel, horse is a coin. But the command of all this preparation is what? To strike terror. So when a Muslim believer strikes terror into the heart of the infidel, those who literally, the enemy of him, the enemy of Allah, he calls them radical. In a negative way, no. I call them radical, meaning Muslim believers.
What are the two words they yell to strike terror in our hearts today? Allahu Akbar.
Amen. Same word Muhammad used when he went to attack Bani Khaybar, when he went to Bani Quraiza, when he having all that al-Nadir, they will use the same shout to scare the daylight out of people. And not to see it all from, you say what? And others, without them, you do not know them. That is, Muslims terrorize everybody. If I know you, I don't know you. You are not a Muslim. I'm sorry. Ask the lies that they lie out of you. Because Islam teaches that. Because Allah teaches that. Because Muhammad teaches that. Because Muslims practice that according to the word of Allah and the word of Muhammad for the last 1400 years. Let's move on. Another verse. Actually, there are two together here. 26 and 27. That's exactly what happened to Bani Qurayza. You want to understand the true interpretation of the Quran, the true hermeneutics of the Quran? You look at the verses, how Muhammad understood it, how Muhammad practiced it, and that's the only meaning, the only true interpretation to these verses of Allah. Here's the verse. Of the Jewish of Bani Quraiza, Allah the terrorist. And the Muslim people did two jobs here, two folding jobs. All the boys who have hair in the private part and older. If you have no hair, that means you're a little boy. Now you're still alive.
And for people to understand, they brag about this in Islamic histories. Please understand that.
So Muhammad goes there and says, oh, that's not my hair, that's a fault. That man should live. That man grew up to be a Muslim, and he bragged about the mercy of the Apostle Allah Muhammad and how he spared his life because he did not have hair, but he had fuzz, soft hair. That's how God or the only Muslim. That's how terrorist Muhammad and He killed the boys who had hair and the grown up. Well, old brother, in his age, he was an America. Well, Muhammad never killed an old man. Are you stupid? Or you're just stupid? He killed all the men of Bani Qurayza. I guarantee you, some people there were in their 80s. Some there were in their 90s. Whatever it is, I don't care if you are a man, an old, and you have hair down there, you're dead. That is amazing. Look how old are you? Do you have hair or not? Hell. And then who did get the money? Oh, who is the one to do the checking? The women and the children. How much is so beautiful like that?
Allah likes fear. That's the one thing Allah likes. He likes people to fear him.
Jihad, how people are
anything on jihad, especially in Islamic books. Their description of jihad is violent, it's bloody, and sometimes sexual. When I was in Europe in 2016, I met several women who spoke about fear of leaving their apartment because the area was now Islamic and they were scared to be out at night. Even during the day, they were. You did one more thing that you're not sharing. You sent this book to politicians, correct?
Well, the first print, when this book came to the print, was still, literally, the infrastructure, and then a copy to the senator, a copy to the congressman, a copy to the governor, a copy to the Supreme Justice. I mean, literally, every important person I can figure out, somebody gave me an address, and I sent it to them. And I just spit in my stomach because, literally, some of the Democrats, they sent the book back to me because they said, we don't take books from people out of our district. Are you kidding me? If the Saudi king out of America, not out of district, out of America, from Saudi Arabia, send you his call, will you turn it back for him? Or you get his hand and thank him for it? And the sad thing, even the conservative, I got a letter to do my phone, I'm not making up. The conservative sent me a letter with, you know, the state law, saying, thank you so much for your holy call. We will cherish it. And we will keep it in our library. I said, you stupid Republican. You stupid conservative. I send you the book to read, not to cherish. I send you the book to learn about Islam, not to keep it in your library. So I waited, I don't know, 15, 17, I don't remember how much.
It's got to be thousands because I understand the cost of that, yeah.
And we know what? We send this one by one. It's not like I sent a few boxes to the capital. No. One by one.
You know, everything we've said are reasons to leave Islam. And then, you know, there is the other thing for you. If you're leaving Islam, learn who the Messiah is. and then give your heart to him. That's it. I mean, there's nothing better than giving your heart to Jesus. Then you'll understand what it means to have a personal God, to have a personal relationship with God. That is everything. What he does is he gives you overwhelming love, overpowering love.
Allah just reminds us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only beloved son, Jesus, on the cross, because God loved you. And Allah here wants you to be terrorized, be submissive. What is different? If there's somebody out there thinking about choosing Islam, learn Islam, know about Allah, know about Muhammad, know about the Quran before you join the cult. Because I know every Muslim in America teaches Islam, Islam, Islam is peace, there is Madrasa Islam. But what we discovered today, terrorism is the heart of Islam. Allah is the founder of terrorism. And by knowing that, if you are a true, sincere person who do not know Islam, say goodbye to Allah, say goodbye to Muhammad, and come to Jesus. And if you are thinking about joining Islam, it's not really to run. Run, Paul. Run for your life, because there is nothing Islam to be attracted to, because it is the religion of terrorism. It's the established cult of terrorism. We're about to play the last 2.5 minutes of our program. Very important 2.5 minutes. I hope I bring you this carefully. Listen tenderly, because this is the invitation for you to give your heart to Jesus, for you to become a born-again Christian. Listen carefully, and I hope and I pray that you pray. And we'll see you, Lord willing, next Saturday, same time, same place. Please share this video with others. Invite your other friends. I need the place to grow. And it will not grow by just me and Paul talking to you, but by you doing your job by sharing this video with others. All right, God bless you all. See you next Brother Paul for shipping, man. And see you next Saturday. Do not hang up. Please stay with us.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion. God hates us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed. And that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Attendance and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity. Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam.